Welcome to day number 69. We are up to Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis. And today we're going to learn that a person has to be very careful to ensure that demai, or tevel generally, any untithed produce, does not end up in the hands of someone who is unlikely to tithe it properly, namely an Am Haaretz. Because then it would really be upon the person who provided that demai, or provided that tevel, it's as if that person caused someone else to eat untithed produce, and we really try to stay away from that. By the way, parenthetically, that means that when we learned previously that when someone sells a produce in a large quantity, and therefore the profit margin is very small, and Chazal said that the seller doesn't have to separate tithes, but the buyer does, that would only be when the buyer is a chaver, when a buyer is someone who can reliably separate tithes. But if the buyer was someone who's an Ama Aretz, then it seems that that would not be true. The seller would have to separate tithes. So we're going to see a whole bunch of cases like that. Says Mishnah Beis, Harotze lachazom ale yarek, a person who wants to cut off the edible leaves of vegetables, lahakel mimaso, in order to ease the burden. He's traveling, whatever it is, with a lot of vegetables, and a person wants to cut off the edible leaves in order to make it a little bit lighter. Lo yashlich ad shiaser, a person can't throw away those leaves, cast away the leaves, put them on the ground until the person separates tithes. Why? Because it's possible that an Ama Aretz is going to pick them up, because most people are Ama Aretz. Ama Aretz will pick it up, and they wouldn't tithe it properly, and therefore the person is causing someone else to eat untithed produce. So instead, you have to first tithe it, and then you can cast away those leaves. For the next case, we just need to know that there are two steps to buying something. There's the actual kinyan itself, the acquisition itself. That usually happens when there's hagba'ah, when there's lifting something up for the sake of acquiring it, or mishicha, dragging it for the sake of acquiring it. Then there's also the actual measurement to figure out, okay, how much do I owe you? So imagine I say, hey, I want to buy this wheat. That looks good. I want to buy this wheat. So I pick it up. I bring it in my possession. I acquired it. Then I count how much wheat there is so that I can properly pay the owner of the store. So the acquisition happens as soon as you pick it up, even if you didn't yet pay or count it out. Says our Mishnah, Halakeach Yarak Min HaShuk, a person who picks up, who does Hagbah, who picks up, let's say, wheat from the Shuk. So he's acquired it. V'nimlech l'hachzir. And then he says, you know what? No, I want to return it. I don't want to buy it anymore. Lo yachzir ad shiyaser. A person cannot return it until the person tithes it. We're assuming now that the seller, the person who owns the shop in the shuk, is an Ama Aretz. And therefore, you got it from an Ama Aretz, and then you're going to return it. It's going back to an Ama Aretz, and the Ama Aretz is not going to tithe it properly. The problem is that you already owned it, right? And you are not allowed to provide anything to an Ama Aretz that isn't tithed, because you're causing the Ama Aretz to have untithed food. So since you picked it up and you acquired it, you're not allowed to return it now. Why? She'ainu mechusar ala minyan. The only thing that's missing from this acquisition is you simply counting it out so you can pay. But as soon as you picked it up, it already belonged to you, and therefore returning it is just like returning something that totally belongs to you, and you're really providing an Ama Aretz with untithed produce, which is not allowed. Haya omid v'lokeach, a person who is in the process of buying it. He hasn't yet acquired it, right? Vira, toan, achar, yafim, menu. And then, in the process, sees a different bundle, a different amount that he prefers, that is better than the one that he was going to buy, mutr lahachzer. Then he's allowed to return it, mipnei shalom mashach, because in that case, the person didn't drag it or he didn't lift it up, meaning until the person actually does the kinyan, does the acquisition of picking it up or dragging it, it is not considered his or hers, and therefore, you're still allowed to return it, to give it back to the owner, who's an Ama Aretz, because it was never really yours, it never transferred possession. Okay, Mishnah Gimel. Hamotzi peres baderech unatalan la'achlan. A person who picks up food. You see food on the side of the road, you're traveling, you pick up that food, and you did it, unatlan la'achlan, you picked it up for the purpose of eating it. And then you decide, v'nimlech la'atzni, and then you decide, you know what, I don't want this, I'm going to put it in a safe space on a different part of the road, I'm going to put it off the road, someone else can pick it up. You picked it up for the intention of eating, and then you put it aside, you hid it, so to say, not to hide it, but so that it wouldn't be on the road, so that someone else can find it off of the road. Lo yatznia ad shiaser. You're not allowed to then put it aside until you separate tithes. Because the moment you picked it up for the purpose of eating it, it became yours. And now when you put it down, it is very likely that an Am Haaretz will find it, and you are not allowed to cause an Am Haaretz to eat untithed produce. You're not allowed to put it aside until you tithe it. V'mitchila natlan b'shvil shlo yavedu patur. But if from the beginning you only picked it up so that it wouldn't get ruined on the road, you saw some food on the road, you picked it up just to put it aside so that it wouldn't get ruined, then patur. Then you're exempt because you never owned it, and therefore you're allowed to put it on the side, even though an Am Haaretz might come about, you didn't cause it because it wasn't yours. Kol davar she'ein adam rashai l'machro demai. Anything that a person is not allowed to sell as demai. We said that anyone who sells food in a smaller quantity, and therefore the profit margin is much larger. The person is not allowed to sell the demai until the seller separates the tithes. So anything that a person is not allowed to sell as demai until the tithes are separated, lo yishlach l'chaveiro demai. You can't give as a gift to a friend without separating demai, without separating maestros first. Rabbi Yossi matir bevadai bilvad shio dienu. Rabbi Yossi says, well, when it comes to actual tevel, something that for sure needs to be tithed, you are allowed to give to someone else as long as bilvad shio dienu, as long as you let the person know that this is untithed. It's not allowed by demai. Why is it not allowed by demai? Because for demai, because people are much more lenient by demai, because again, most Amei Aretz do separate tithes properly, people are more lenient. So because of that, we fear that even if you tell someone to separate it, they won't, and therefore it would still be on you. But by regular tevel, as long as you tell the person, even though normally you would the seller would have to, if you were selling it, you'd have to separate tithes. If you're giving it as a gift, you're allowed to give it as a gift as long as you tell the person explicitly, hey, this is tevel. This is tithes have not been separated. Again, that works by tevel specifically, but not by demai. But demai, no matter what, if it's something you'd sell and the seller would have to remove the tithes, then you're not allowed to give that as a gift until you yourself separate trumas and maestros properly. We will continue with Mishnah Daled tomorrow.